AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In New York City, Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani has been elected mayor. The 34-year-old assembly member defeated former Governor Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa in Tuesday's election. In New Jersey, Democratic Mikey Sherrill was elected governor of the state over Republican Jack Cittorelli, who was endorsed by President Trump.
So serving you is worth any tough fight I have to take on, and I am incredibly honored to be your next governor.
And the AP's Sagar Magani reports Democrat Abigail Spanberger has defeated Republican Winsome Earl Sears in the race for Virginia governor.
Virginia now has its first female governor-elect. Former U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger has won the race, defeating the Republican, the incumbent Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, who was looking to make history of her own. She would have been the first female black governor anywhere in America. Spanberger has a very interesting background. She's a former CIA case officer who served undercover overseas, became a businesswoman, and then ran for and won a House seat. That was part of the wave that allowed Democrats to take House control in 2018. They are looking to replicate what she helped lead then. She is more of a centrist Democrat. She is not of that progressive wing that Democrats have been paying a lot of attention to lately. And some Democrats are hoping that can kind of set a pattern for them to retake the House next year. As for Winsome Earl Sears, she never got Donald Trump's backing. He did not endorse her. He did not even say her name during a teller rally last night for that race. So Abigail Spanberger now wins the Virginia governor's race in what was essentially a referendum of sorts on the first Trump administration's 9 months.
And tonight, the moon will look slightly bigger and brighter during the closest supermoon of the year. This is AP News. Hospital officials in Gaza say they've received the bodies of 15 Palestinians from Israel. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The latest return of 15 bodies made as part of the fragile Israel-Hamas ceasefire comes a day after Palestinian militants in Gaza handed over the body of an Israeli soldier taken hostage in the 2023 attack that started the war. The announcement, made by officials at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, Gaza, brings the number of Palestinian bodies returned to Gaza to 285. Militants in Gaza have released one to three bodies every few days. Israel's push to speed up the returns, and in certain cases has said the remains were not those of hostages. Hamas has said the work is complicated by widespread devastation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.